Hi, Carol. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, we're the only one so far.
I guess so. Are you impacted by this weather front that's coming? It sounds terrible.
We do have a tornado watch, but it's not raining or anything. It did rain earlier. It was in the middle part of the state. We're toward the heel of the boot. You know, Louisiana shaped like a boot. We're in the heel. We're just 30 miles from the. But this was about an hour away from us, north of us, more towards central Louisiana. But it was pretty bad.
That sounds terrible on the news, boy.
My husband told me it made the national news.
Yes, it did. Well, yeah. I'm hearing about it in California, so it certainly did. Just as long as you stay safe.
Malcolm.
He hasn't come on yet, Malcolm.
Thank you.
She hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anta Kloa. Anna Bekoa Yedula Chemin Hada Tati Derura. Alphabet Gimel Yutak Sadi. Babel Rinat Amcha Sadbenu Baharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rakamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. Asim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Bet kuf bet tet lunayan. Yachid geye lamcha penei zokre. Kiddush, Tata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tviakatenu, Yodea, Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tadiyud Ta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Eres Apayim Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Noter Chesed La'alafim, Noseya Won Wafesha, Vata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from Parsha Gitro, the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. And give me 10 seconds. L'shem Yichud Kudshab Riku Ishin Pei Bitzilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe L'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'hino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Rifu Koma De Abed Leela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledach yale yamine yaulan haga be yakalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirif the alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has a revealed wisdom of compensation and a concealed wisdom of Shefa. And the way we can reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this these energies. So tonight we will study the verse from Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 23. Excuse me. the translation of this verse, but the, if the bright spot stays in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's one verse we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom liami li Israel untati wishakam ta'ata willo yirgaz od willo yosipu bene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he a Yozala me behe, he re yo he kome, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yohe wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo ashi la me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a ame me be shi la yo he anu wa kameta he he yo anu da le he a he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo wa. Yo he yo me nu he 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 wa du yo ta. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ka he. Wa he wa da la yo he me yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be. He be he me za re, wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo, ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who've chosen to leave this day, the 19th day of Kislev. Rabbi Chaim Teb, Rabbi Nissim Chaim Rosenbaum of Drovitz, Rabbi Dov Ber Ben Avraham, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Neria, Rabbi Menachem Nachum of Tolna, Rabbi Shaul Melkiketz Shilei, and today is a unique day in Jewish history, having to do with the release of two different Hasidic rebbes associated with the Chabad organization, both of them in the 1800s. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yesod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Netzach, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho, Gevura, Yeach, Ni Wi Yosh, Yeach, Niwiyosh, Yeach, Niwiyosh, Chesed, Yeaheni Weyohe, Yeaheni Weyohe, Yeaheni Weyohe, Bina, Yeaheni Weyohe, Yeaheni Weyohe, Yeaheni Weyohe, Achma, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, and the Keter, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha. The SRD broke the 10 utterances. Vadaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'ase lecha Esel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim imal v'asher b'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat el aretz lo tishtacha v'lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim V'al Ribeim V'shomai V'yoseh Hesed La'alafim La'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisai Et Shem Hashem Elohecha l'shav, ki lo yinakech Hashem. Et asher yisa et shemo l'shav, zachor et yom ha-shabbat, l'kadsho shesh. Shed Yamim Tavot Yaspita Komalachatecha Yom Hashvi Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo Tasa Komalacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha V'amatcha Uvemtecha Legercha Asher Bisharecha Kisheshet Yamim Asa Hashem Et Hashamayim V'et Haaretz Et Hayam V'et Kol Asher Bam V'yanach Bayom Hashvi'i Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha, et imecha lema'an ya'arichun, yamecha al ha'adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach, lo tirtach, lo tinach, lo tigdow. Lo tane baracha. Ad shakir lo tachmod beit reecha. Lo tachmod eshet reecha v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say it together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. We will say the abridged Kaddish, which we're using as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadal v'itkadash shemei rabbah, and we all say amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malkute b'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye. V'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kariv. Eat parach, eat tabach, eat par, eat romam, eat nase, eat tadar, eat alev, eat halal, shemed kucha, le'elam in kol birkata, v'shirata, tushbechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran bi'alma. Yeh shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom bin roma, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Tonight's class is an essay by Rabbi Luria, written by Rabbi Chaim Vital. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. If you scroll down, once the landing page opens up to Parashat Vayeshev, and the third link under that is Caught by the Throat. That will be our handout class tonight. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud, since we've grounded the energy of the earlier L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Le'hi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananeihu. Caught by the Throat. Kabbalah demonstrates how the circulatory and respiratory systems manifest spiritual channels. In Parasha Vayeshev, Joseph is brought to Egypt after his brothers sell him to a passing caravan. The beginning of the Egyptian exile was due to this, since it caused Jacob's entire family to eventually settle in Egypt, where they were later enslaved. The Egyptian exile is a prototype for all subsequent exiles and for all states of spiritual exile, and thus understanding its details is a prerequisite to understanding the dynamics and the flow of spiritual life. We have to explain how a number of expositions that are included in this exposition, as you will see. It is known that initially in the immature state, Zeranpin possesses three facets of intelligence, expressed in as the three names Elohim, spelled out with the letter Yud, spelled out with the letter He, and spelled out with the letter Aleph. These three letters form the mnemonic acronym Yehi, which means, may it be. The name Elohim always signifies a contracted or constricted state of affairs, relative to the name Havaya. Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem. This may be further spelled out as follows. The regular gematria of the name Elohim is 86. When Elohim is spelled with the letter Aleph, it has a regular gematria of 291. Elohim spelled with the letter He has a regular gematria of 295. And Elohim spelled with the letter Yud has a regular gematria of 300. Yehi is spelled Yud He Aleph. Later, when Zeranpin matures, its intelligence is expressed as the name Havaya. When these mature states of mentality enter its consciousness, they expel the immature intelligence and push it downward, as we have explained elsewhere. There we explain that the first place they descend to is Zeranpin's throat. Now, the following requires an explanation. All of a person's other limbs correspond to one or another of the 10 Sephirot. The three aspects of the intelligence correspond to the first three Sephirot, Chachma, Bina, and Dat. And the lower seven Sephirot correspond to the parts of the body, from the right arm and below, covering the whole length of the body. But there is no Sephirah corresponding to the throat. The explanation of this phenomenon is understood from what we have said, namely that when the three immature states of intelligence are expelled from the brain and descend, they descend first to the throat. rather than the corresponding to a specific sephirah, the throat is just the repository of the initial state of the head. My commentary. The following comment is my opinion based on intuition and spiritual law. The spiritual law states that as something evolves from one state to another, there must be a state that has aspects of both. Here the two states are head and body. I will leave it to students of the Kabbalah to resolve for themselves what are the attributes as head and what are the attributes as body. There are hints written below. Since the throat is a narrow and thin organ, the immature mental states get stuck there. Now, it is known that three vital channels or pipelines pass through the throat: the trachea, the esophagus, and the jugular vein, through which all of a person's blood and life force passes, as is known. And as it is stated in the Talmud, take care with the jugular veins, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the slaughterer must cut through the jugular veins. Kosher slaughtering demands that these veins be severed in order to effect instant death to the animal. If the slaughterer does not sever these veins together, the animal is considered to have been killed piecemeal, not ritually slaughtered, and is thus rendered unfit for Jewish consumption. We see, therefore, that in order to completely and instantly bring the animal from a state of life to a state of death, these vital conduits must be severed. I am adding, all kosher animals have a different structure of the blood vessels in the brain of the animal than other animals. When the jugular veins in the neck are severed, the blood flows from the animal's neck, which causes the brain of the animal to lose blood within their brains, causing instantaneous brain death. These three channels are formed from the three aspects of immature intelligence that descend there. Specifically, the trachea is formed from the immature chokhmah. The esophagus is formed from the immature bina, and the jugular veins are formed from the immature dots. To explain, the right lobe of the train, the seat of chokhmah, spreads through the trachea, which is on the right side of the throat. This is the significance of the statement in the Zohar that the lung absorbs all types of moisture. This is a very curious statement because we know that even if a drop of water enters the trachea, the person will die. We also see that the lower end of the trachea extends into the lungs and the heart, and there is no passageway there through which water that enters the upper trachea could exit elsewhere. I'm not going to read it, but you'll find a link to the discussion of the shofar and how it relates to the esophagus. So I'm continuing to read. The trachea is similar to the world that is coming, in which there is neither eating nor drinking. The meaning, rather, is that the esophagus carries food and drink and all types of moisture downward, while the trachea is used only for producing the voice and speech, as is mentioned in the Talmud and in the passage from the Zohar in question. In this respect, the trachea is similar to the world that is coming, in which there is neither eating nor drinking, etc. The air that enters the body via the trachea is used to produce sound. Presumably, the sages do not mean to say that the air entering the body via the trachea is not used for any other purpose, such as providing oxygen for the lungs, but merely that it is not used at all for carrying fluids. Nonetheless, when the fluids and moisture descend through the esophagus and reach the location of the lungs, the intensity of the heat of the fire issuing from the flame of the heart towards the lungs, as is known, causes the lungs to absorb the distilled and pure liquids via the membranes of the esophagus and the lungs. The lungs then pass these liquids to the heart to cool off its intense heat. It is known that the esophagus to the heart to cool off its intense heat. It is known that the esophagus is attached to the trachea and the lungs until it descends lower to the location of the stomach. Therefore, the moisture in the esophagus can pass into the trachea via the membranes in their attached walls. I am adding, in my opinion, while not generally known, this transfer of humidity is used to balance the humidity in the air to make sure your voice box and throat does not move out of balance and become too dry. Since the lungs absorb the fluids and water, which are manifestations of chesed, the right side, the immature right lobe of the brain, the seed of chokmah therefore extends through the trachea and descends into the lungs. This is as it is stated in the Tikkuni Zohar, that the element of water, which is manifest in the person as the white fluids, originates in the lungs. The forms of nourishment originate in Givurah. Water is associated with chesed because life is dependent upon it. And two, it flows downward freely. The fact that the lung absorbs moisture means that it is associated with chesed. And since the trachea is attached directly to the lungs, it too is associated with the right side. Therefore, the right side of the intellect, chokmah, passes through it. The lobe of the brain of Bina extends through the esophagus, which is on the left side, and through which the food passes, as is known. All forms of nourishment originate in Givurah, this being the mystical significance of the sage's statement that providing sustenance for people is as hard for God as splitting of the sea of reeds. And as is mentioned on the Zabin Tower, since nourishment and sustenance is associated with difficulty and obstacles, it requires Givurah to overcome these. The middle stem of the brain, the seed of Daat, extends via the jugular veins, which are an intermediary between the trachea and the esophagus, and which transports the blood, the vehicle for the chief life force of the person, or the blood, which is important because it carries the animating soul, the nefesh of the person, passes through them. In this view, there is just as trachea and esophagus carry air and nourishment from the upper part of the body to the lower, the jugular veins carry the soul brought the head to the rest of the body. We are accustomed to think of life-giving blood as the oxygenated blood that travels through the arteries, while the blood that travels through the veins is the deoxygenated blood that has been used by the body and is merely transferred back to the heart to be replenished. Here, however, the imagery centers on the spiritual life force from the soul, rather than the physical life force from the oxygen. And we are to envision the blood leaving the head through the jugular veins as having been not only depleted of the oxygen, but also charged or vitalized with the animation of the soul, which is manifest first in the intellect in the brain. We have previously explained on the verse, whoever sheds the blood of a person will have his blood shed by another person. How the Yesodavima is signified by the name Eshiyeh, and that the numerical value of the regressive iteration of this name is the same as that for the word for blood, 44. And that this iteration becomes vested in the latter, Vav in the name Havaya of Zeranpin, this being its Tiferet. When this name is spelled out, it equals 45, with the latter Aleph. The letter Aleph used in spelling out the Vav includes to the name Eshiyeh, invested in it. The name Eshiyeh is associated with Ema, with Bina, as we have seen previously, many times. The name Eshiyeh is spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey, and his regressive iteration is as follows. Aleph, Aleph Hey, Aleph Yud Hey, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The numerical value of the words for blood, Dam, is also 44. And it is spelled dot, or Dalet Mem, which is 44. The name, the 45 name Havaya is Yud, which is 20, which is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey, which is Hey Aleph, which is 6. Vav, which is Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. Hey is Hey Aleph, which is 6. And the total is 45. The 45 name of Havaya is Yud Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. Hey, Hey Aleph, 6. Vav, Vav Aleph Vav is 13. Hey, Hey Aleph is 6, which totals 45. The name is associated with Zeranpin, as we have seen previously. We see now that the Aleph used in spelling out the Vav in this name alludes to the presence of the name Eshiyeh, which begins with an Aleph within it. The blood is therefore the presence of the name Eshiyeh. The blood is therefore the presence of the name Eshiyeh, signifying Bina, in the Vav, or the Midot of the individual. Relative to each other, the intellect is dead, while the emotions are alive. An emotional person is likely to be described as an animated person, more than an intellectual would. True, it is the presence of the intellect in the emotions that makes the latter alive. But pure intellect not vested in emotions is not manifesting life. The presence of the name Eshiyeh in the name Havaya is known as the person's blood, where the Yesod Adima is the garment of Dat, which includes states of Chesed and Giborah that descend via these veins in the form of 10 types of blood, as we have mentioned in our exposition of Pesach and the Exodus from Egypt. And I am adding, this essay has not yet been added to the Yeshem website, and look for it during Pesach in 2019. There are 5 states of Chesed and 5 of Giborah within Dat, as we have seen previously. These become manifest in the life force carried by the blood as 10 types of blood, or 10 variations of life force that animate the person. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, and the rooms will be filled with knowledge. Dot. This refers to the blood, the life force of a person, which extends throughout the entire body via the veins, which are called little rooms. The veins are thus filled with the states of Chesed and Giborah originating in Dot. It follows that the blood found in the jugular veins is the immature brainstem, the seed of immature Dot, as it descends there to the throat during maturation, as is known. So we have now explained the throat and its 3 channels, and how the latter are formed from the 3 immature mentalities that descend there, as we have described. This is why this narrow part of the body is called the throat, in Hebrew the garon, where the numerical value of this word is equal to 3 times the numerical value of the name Elohim, plus the kolel, which signify the trachea, the esophagus, and the jugular veins. The throat includes all 3, as we have explained in our exposition of Parashat Vayetze. Garon is spelled Gimel Resh Vav Nun, Gematria 259. Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, which is Gematria of 86. 3 times 86 is 258. To be continued. Are there any questions? Does anybody have any questions?
Not right now.
You all have a good evening. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Good night.